KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is being brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Starting off with high school sports, high school wrestling action last night. There was a quad up in Audubon, and it was Riverside picking up three wins as they swept past both Griswold and Audubon 75-0 and 68-0, and then Riverside topping Southwest Valley 43-21. Southwest Valley with two wins, 51-18 over Audubon and 54-11 over Griswold, and Audubon topping Griswold 42-12. At Bedford Lennox, it was ACGC with a couple of victories, 38-27 over Bedford Lennox and 42-12 over Coon Rapids Bayard. I-35, also a two-time winner there, 39-30 over Bedford Lennox and 66-12 over Coon Rapids Bayard. And then Bedford Lennox was a 60-6 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. At Central Decatur, a two-time winner, 54-12 over East Union, 48-30 over Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas. East Union topped Southeast Warren 30-30. The one thing on the tiebreak there. And then Moravia was a three-time winner on the night. 37-30 over Central Decatur, 48-36 over East Union, and 35-30 over Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas. Also at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, Logan Magnolia picking up two dual wins, 78-6 over Thomas Jefferson and 53-24 over Missouri Valley. At Martinsdale St. Mary's, it was Martinsdale with a 42-30 win over BGM, and they topped Nottoway Valley 42-22. Nottoway Valley a 42-36 winner over BGM. And a duel at Plattsmouth last night. Glenwood picking up a win there against an out-of-state squad. 45-28. The Rams pick up that duel victory. That's a look at your high school wrestling scoreboard from last night. Moving on to basketball. We had a pair of games for you on the radio last night over in Oakland. And the Riverside boys basketball team forced 12 first-half turnovers and jumped on top of Heartland Christian, ultimately grabbing a 55-20 win on Thursday night. The Bulldogs led 18-6 at the end of the first quarter and were up 15 at halftime. That lead continued to swell to 44-18 by the end of the third. Riverside turned a number of those forced turnovers into layups on the other end to really pull away. Grady Jepson led the Bulldogs with 15 points. Aiden Bell dropped in 10. Riverside now 2-3 after back-to-back wins, and they'll next up host Underwood on Tuesday. Heartland Christian led by 7 points each from Jim Kunkel and Colton Brennan. Eagles fall to 2-3. They'll host Essex coming up on Monday. Other boys basketball scores last night. AHSTW put the beat down on Shenandoah, 74-32, the final for that one. Abraham Lincoln, a 92-39 winner over Thomas Jefferson. Central Decatur passed Lennox 67-60. Fremont Mills, a 60-41 winner over East Atchison, Missouri. Kingsley Pearson topped West Monona 45-29. Mount Air, a 77-40 winner over Southeast Warren. OABCIG, a 50-38 winner over Esac County. Riverside topped Heartland Christian 55-20. As we mentioned there, Underwood beating Tri-Center 65-51. That was a rescheduled game. And West Nottoway, a 77-28 winner over Essex. That's a look at boys basketball. On the girls' side, the first half of our double dip last night, the Riverside girls picked up their first win of the season at home with a 55-16 decision over Heartland Christian. Bulldogs jumped on top early with the first 8 points of the game, never looked back. Riverside led 32-10 by halftime, and it was 49-13 by the end of the third. Riverside used a full-court press to frustrate the Eagles and force them into 25-plus turnovers on the night. Kenna Ford and Emily Brown each poured in 14 points for Riverside as they improved to 1-4 on the year. Next up for the Dogs is a home game against Underwood on the 15th. Heartland Christian led by 6 points from Madeline Yunt. They fall to 1-5 with the loss, and they will host Boystown coming up here tonight for their next game. Other girls' basketball scores last night, it was Essex 51-42 over West Nottoway, Missouri. Fremont Mills beat East Atchison, Missouri 45-42. Kingsley Pearson, a 58-46 winner over West Monona. Lennox beat Central Decatur 47-33. Mount Air over Southeast Warren 44-32. And OABCIG, a 45-40 winner over Esac County. That's a look at your high school basketball scoreboard from last night. Also in girls basketball news, the latest rankings from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union out, the third rankings of the season. And in Class 1A, Newell Fonda holds the top spot still, followed by Bishop Garrigan, St. Ansgar, Kingsley Pearson, and MMCRU. No, top five is unchanged. Exira EHK at number 7. Cam jumps up three spots to number 10 here this week. Logan Magnolia moving into the poll at number 15. St. Albert at number 12. And Stanton falls out of the poll here this week. In Class 2A, West Branch holds the top spot, followed by Maquoketa Valley, South Central Calhoun, North Lynn, and Dyke New Hartford. Nottoway Valley is ranked 7th. AHSTW is 9th. Trainer is 13th. And IKM Manning falling out from the 15th spot this week. In Class 3A, Des Moines Christian is top-ranked, followed by West Liberty, Cherokee, Clear Lake, Center Point Urbana, then Panorama checks in at number 6. In Class 4A, Glenwood still number 1. Gilbert, Ballard, Waverly, Shellrock, and Central DeWitt the top 5. Denison Schleswig is 9th. Harlan is ranked 10th, and Creston is ranked 12th. And in Class 5A, Waterloo West holds the top spot, followed by Southeast Polk, Johnston, Waukee, and Iowa City West, top 5 teams there. That's your latest rankings there from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. You can see that full list up on our sports page, KJN.com, if you missed anything. That's a look at your latest in high school sports. On the college front, the 2021 wrestling season is upon us, and Iowa State on Thursday announced with head coach Kevin Dresser rolling out their team schedule. This year's slate will accommodate for a shortened season, with most states featuring multiple contests. And Iowa State will open the season with Wartburg on January 3rd at Hilton Coliseum at 1 p.m. They'll host Nebraska Kearney, Loras, Missouri, Arizona State, Lindenwood, Iowa Central, and Oklahoma State in 2021. The full Iowa State wrestling schedule can be seen on the same story on our sports page there at KJN.com. There will be no duel against Iowa here this year, as the Big Ten Conference not scheduling any of those out-of-league duels here for this season. And in other sporting news, in the NFL last night, Cam Akers rushed for 171 yards in a breakout performance. Kenny Young returned an interception 79 yards for a touchdown. And the L.A. Rams clinched their fourth straight winning season with a 24-3 victory over the New England Patriots. Jared Goff rushed for a touchdown and threw a touchdown pass to Cooper Kupp, as the Rams, now 9-4, rolled to a one-sided victory in a rematch of their 13-3 Super Bowl loss in February of 2019. Cam Newton passed for 119 yards before getting replaced by Jarrett Stidham in the fourth quarter of another dismal offensive game for New England. The Pats are now 6-7. The NBA says 8 more players have tested positive for COVID-19, bringing the total so far this year to 56. Of those, the first 48 tested positive in the league's initial return to market testing phase that went from November 24th through December 1st. Those tests showed a league-wide positivity rate of about 9%. And preseason games across the NBA are set to begin here this weekend, and the regular season is scheduled to open with 2 games on December 22nd. And in a baseball note, outfielder Adam Eaton, the Chicago White Sox have reunited, finalizing a 1-year contract that guarantees $8 million. Eaton gets $7 million next season, and the White Sox have an $8.5 million option for 2022 with a $1 million buyout. That's a look at some of the latest in the sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. We will have Iowa State basketball coming up for you here tonight in that men's contest. 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock will be tip-off. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.